Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Pitsford, my longtime friend. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a handful of years, president and CEO of Castle Wealth Advisors. Castle Wealth 3, is that right, Gary? CastleWealth3.com?
No, just the word Castle.
Castle3.com is the website, and his book, one book at least that I know of, is Your Family Business and Your Family Net Worth. That's what we want to talk about now, Gary, is our family business financial planning. The big mistake that I see and have seen now for just about all my career working with small businesses, which goes back many decades, long before I got on the radio, is the biggest mistake that business owners, small business owners make in their financial planning is if they get the idea that their business is going to be have some value to a buyer down the road when they're ready to ride off into the sunset, and they come up with a number in their mind, and it's almost always at least $1 million. They come up with a number in their mind. Somebody's going to magically show up and drop a check on them, and they'll take off, and they actually delude themselves into thinking that, when you and I both know that the vast majority of small businesses, I'm sad to say this, folks, it breaks my heart to say this, the vast majority are not going to happen that way. Gary, what do you think?
Well, we do, in the six or seven industries that we specialize in, we have four different companies. That's why Castle owns three others. That's why it's Castle3.com. Mm-hmm. Our valuation company, Castle Valuation Group, does 120 to 130 valuations each year. And we have to tell people, you know, what their store is really worth. And if they're great managers, you know, 15-20% will have a good value, especially if they've opened more than one location. Mm-hmm. You can leverage your knowledge.
They've got some critical mass.
Three stores, yeah. 10 stores. They've got some mass. But some people only have one store, and it's not too big, and it's not going to be worth a whole lot, and it's going to be hard to sell it and have enough to retire. Most business owners know their business, whether it's selling groceries or hardware, you know, or selling carpeting or whatever they're selling. They know that business very, very well. But all this other financial stuff, you know, I ask people, do you have an S corp or a C corp? And most people aren't sure.
Mm.
You know, and that's a huge impact on whether they sell the company or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they don't understand what's a buy-sell agreement. You know, mm-hmm. what good is a buy-sell agreement? You know, if I have my children or I've got my brother as a partner or there's four or five stockholders. So people don't understand all of the technical, legal, and financial side of the business. They just
and, Gary, one of the things that you people can be a little bit forgiven for thinking that the business will be their retirement, at least a big part of their retirement, is because during the building of that business, the business competes with them for money that could have gone into a parallel universe retirement plan. And as you well know, our business is an advocate for itself. It says, I need the cash. I need a new computer. I need a new truck. I need more inventory. I need to fund the growth of these new customers. The business is always there with its hand out, and since the money is in the business, it just keeps it. And it's really hard for a small business owner to know, okay, when do I say, business, you don't get this money right now. I'm taking this money, putting it somewhere else. It's hard to make that divergence, isn't it? To get it started and be faithful to it.
You hit a very, very important point. When I talk to some groups, especially what we call next generation, a lot of associations have a next generation, which are the younger 30 and 40-year-olds mm-hmm. that are going to be taken over. I talk about in the next 30 years, while you're running the company, there's four buckets and I talk about four buckets, you know, and I want you to put money in at least three of the four buckets. You know, one is maybe buy the real estate that your company's located in.
Oh, yeah.
Buy
some
real estate someplace. Number two, put money into a 401k or an IRA. It's tax deductible and it's outside the business, like you said, you know. You got the value of the business and then personal assets.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy an apartment building. Go buy some farmland. Go buy some stocks and bonds. Go buy something that's outside the business.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm working with somebody who's getting ready to retire, if they have money in three or four different locations, it's a lot easier to help them retire.
And they've diversified. And, you know, you mentioned the on the building, on the real estate that the business is in. My audience knows that's one of my soapboxes. Because you and I both know people, mom and dad started the business 40 years ago, and over the last 40 years, the business has grown, but all during that time, they started buying up pieces of property that were contiguous to theirs. And now they're ready to retire. The business is worth nothing, but their property is worth $4 million.
That's a good example, and that's another bucket, you know. But if you own a house and a business, then we've got to sell that business for as much as possible, mm-hmm. in order to help retire. And if it's not worth a lot, then retirement's going to be difficult.
Or even if it's worth something, finding somebody to buy it is another thing. And, you know, I tell people, Gary, that I make this confession. I may be the worst saver in the world. I'm not a good saver. I don't do that well. But I'm one hell of a mortgage payment maker.
Yeah,
I can do that. I like making mortgage payments on real estate, on income producing property. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Gary Pitzford. Castle3.com is his website, folks. I've known him a long time. When he speaks, I listen. Quick break. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.